Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Browski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to be joined by Mike Brown. Mike is a starting defensive back for the Miami Redhawks and is one of the top defensive safeties in the country. Mike, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you. How are you doing?
We're great, and I know your team, Miami of Ohio, second in the East in the MAC right now. What do you think you guys have to do the rest of the season in order to win the MAC?
I feel just being more consistent throughout the whole game. You know, the mistakes that we have in the game is self-inflicted. You know, I'm saying like blown coverage and stuff that we can change. So it's not really like teams are better than us. I would say it's the fact that we're just causing losses upon ourselves. So we can fix those key mistakes, then I feel like we can have a better chance of winning game by game.
Mike, even though you're not a senior, how have you taken on a leadership role this season?
I'm a type of guy that leads by example, because we have the people on the team that, you know what I'm saying, the rah-rah guys, get the guys hyped up. But my thing is I like to lead by example, because if I'm not doing the right thing, then no one's going to try to follow. So I try to practice the right way all the time. So make sure the younger guys, and even the guys that's older than me that might be behind me, can see that I'm practicing right, I'm trying hard, making sure I'm trying to do everything right all the time, so guys behind me can follow.
And in regards to practicing and training, what do you normally do in the off season to work on your game? And in particular, what did you do this past off season?
I worked a lot on a change of direction and like long speed, because the position I play is kind of more of a corner like position rather than safety. So I have to play a lot of man to man. So just making sure my footwork was right. And you know what I'm saying? Because I got to run around a lot, guard little slot receiver. So foot speed is a key for me, especially getting up and weight a little bit. But that was a big thing for me, was making sure my foot speed stayed up to par.
My starting freshman year, did you expect to see action in all 12 games?
Yes. I knew pretty early going in that I wasn't going to redshirt, because the coaches told me. So I knew it was kind of, in reality, I knew I was going to probably just play special teams freshman year. So I tried to do as best as I could and helping out the team. So yeah, I kind of knew that I was going to end up playing and not redshirting, but it was just trying to get the good things out of freshman year, just being up with the starters every day, learning how they prepare for games and making an effect on the game on special teams, because special teams is a big part of football. So that was big for me freshman year.
And we know, Mike, a lot of players do end up redshirting, but there are some who, like you had, where you have to come in and make an impact freshman year. How do you think being forced into action early on in your career helped your development?
I would say it forced me to grow up faster. And I feel like at first a lot of my friends redshirted, so I was like, well, I'd have another year. But I feel like what it did for me was just make me realize that I got a short amount of time to get my stuff together. So I feel like it benefited me in the long run. So I don't think it was a physical thing for me coming in. I think it was more mental, with the change from high school to college.
As we were talking about a little bit earlier, you saw action in 12 games freshman year, but sophomore year, you started 9 times. What do you think allowed you to see that uptick in playing time?
Well, so I started off the year second string. It was 3 talented seniors who started. So, but for me, I wanted to make sure I stayed ready at all times. So I knew I was good enough to be a starter, but you know what I'm saying, just showing the coaches that I cared and I was prepared, to make sure I knew everything that was going on at practice, because I knew sooner or later I was going to get my chance. So when guys got hurt, there's my opportunity to show what I can do. And, you know, I just try to make the opportunity and then never look back from there.
And Mike, what's it like playing under Coach Chuck Martin? And can you describe your relationship with him?
Yeah, I love Coach Martin. He's a really smart coach. My knowledge of the game of football has grown a lot since I've been here, to things I couldn't even have imagined. And I kind of thank him for that. So I like to spend a lot of one-on-one time with him. He's a great guy. He's a little rough at times, but you know, you got to take the good from it, because he really cares about you and your player. So just learning, like when he's yelling at people, like just take the good message from it, because he can be pretty hard sometimes. But he got really good knowledge of the game. So I just try to take the knowledge that he brings and try to use it to my advantage.
Let's go back to your time in high school and what went into your decision to choose Miami of Ohio.
Well, my high school coach coached at Grand Valley State with Coach Martin. So they had a kind of a good relationship. And Miami, Ohio was really my only offer out of high school. So once I got that late after my senior year, I kind of just like knew it would be a good fit because they had similar coaching styles. And my coach kind of told me, like, yeah, they'll take care of you up there at Miami, Ohio. So they're all kind of in that Grand Valley State family. So I trusted my head coach in high school, and I knew he would never lead me the wrong way. So I kind of left it in his hands. And with this being my only opportunity, I was like, you know what I'm saying? I came on a visit, and it felt like home. So I was like, I think it'd be a good fit for me.
And we've seen you, Mike, have a ton of success here at Miami of Ohio. But in general, at what point did it click for you and you realize, all right, I can make a huge impact on this defense?
I would say, I mean, I always knew I could make an impact. I feel like it was more just waiting my time. So I feel like I always knew I could be. I feel like freshman year with the opportunity, you know, not in a cocky way, but just like I just knew I was good enough to, if I ever got the opportunity, that I'll be good, but just making sure I was ready. So like sophomore year when I got my opportunity, make sure even my players trusted me and the coaches trusted me as well. I feel like that was a big thing for me.
This weekend, you play a really tough team in Northern Illinois. What do you feel you need to do to beat them defensively?
They had a really good running back. I feel like stopping the run is one of our major keys. Really good, talented running back, big, physical, can run fast. So I feel like stopping the run game is our first key on defense. So we'd be able to do that and give us like a better chance of winning.
Mike, now in your junior year on the field, do you have a favorite memory from your collegiate career so far?
It'd probably be that pick six that I had against Buffalo. I always dreamed of getting one in college, and it kind of didn't feel real. But yeah, that was probably my favorite play so far since I've been in college.
As Jack was just mentioning, your favorite memory on the field, but what is your favorite memory off the field?
Probably sophomore year, well, last season when we beat Northern Illinois on the road. I feel like, you know, there was a weekday game. It was cold. No one really expected us to win. And it was a nice cold travel. And I feel like after that game, just being with the teammates, we ended up staying in Northern Illinois in DeKalb, Illinois after the game because the roads were so bad. And I feel like that bond we have with the team that night was great. So I'll say the win after Northern Illinois is probably my favorite memory.
And with that team chemistry and the bonding, how important is it to have a strong relationship with the other defensive backs on your team?
I feel like it's really good because we're kind of all we got back there, you know, last line of defense. So we got to be able to trust each other. And I feel like trusting each other on and off the field just makes us better on the field because I know, like, that guy knows what's going on in my personal life. So I can trust him on the field to give me the right check and, you know what I'm saying, do his job and communicate if he knows what's going on. So I feel like that plays a lot on Saturdays.
Mike, when the ball is snapped, what is your initial reaction?
I always try to do alignment technique, making sure I'm in the right place at all times, doing what's right, make sure I play my technique right, and then just kind of let things go from there. Also knowing what formation the offense is in can go along with like what they're trying to do down the distance and where they're out in the field. So I kind of put all those into one thought and try to make sure I'm in the right place at the right time.
And Mike, at Miami of Ohio, you're majoring in sports leadership and management. What went into that decision?
Just being around sports, loving sports. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, the football don't work out. I hope to be a coach one day. So that's what went into that, sports leadership and management, just being around coaching and just wanting to be a coach one day. So that's my goal with that major.
Mike, what would you want GMs or scouts to know about your game?
I would like them to know that I'm willing to do everything and I can do everything. I don't mind covering. I don't mind playing in the box, high hole, special teams. I'll do anything it takes to help my team win.
And Mike, I know a lot of players take bits and pieces from certain guys in the NFL's games. Are there anyone in particular that you try and take pieces of their game from at the next level?
Probably Jamal Adams, all around safety. I love his play style. Knows what he's doing, gives it all. So I'll say Jamal Adams.
If he could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I'll have to go with Earl Thomas. I watch a lot of his videos. So if I could be trained by Earl Thomas, I feel like great high hole safety. I feel like that's the biggest improvement I can make on my game. And I feel like he's one of the naturalists when it comes to being in a high hole. So I would love to be trained by Earl Thomas.
And Mike, for our last question, for any rising high school athlete, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Never stop working, you know, and just trust the process. You don't know, like, you don't know where you're going to end up, but the one thing you can control is how hard you work. And coaches will see that. So my advice would be just hard work hard all the time, and so you never know what can happen.
That was Mike Brown from the Miami of Ohio Redhawks. We really appreciate your time, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.